Slowly close our eyes. Sit comfortably. And take a deep and slow breath just to loosen the body. And to invite the second chakra quality of humor, we'll first turn our attention to the place from which humor comes from, our second chakra. So we'll breathe into our lower abdomen. Below the navel, of course, sometimes the second chakra is deeply suppressed because of accumulated over seriousness. The good news is that behind or beneath the layers of over-seriousness, your second chakra is in a very good state already now. So let us breathe into this area. Don't be surprised if the more we summon the quality of humor, many parts of your body will respond. Sometimes in tightness, sometimes in release. This is all good. So express willingness to meet the quality of humor. And as you breathe into the second chakra, try to locate within you, deep within you, somewhere, an inner smile that is already there. Try to connect with this inner smile. Even if it is a very small smile, it is enough for the beginning. It is the same smile that you had when you were a small children? Same laughter is still here. Even if life scared you a bit, in the last 20, 30, 40 years, it is still there. So connect with this inner smile and let it slowly reach all the way to your face. Let it really come from within and shape the smile. Follow it until it becomes a physical smile. Always know if you can connect to this inner smile, you are already a Buddha, an enlightened one. It's like a part in you that knows that despite all what thought and emotion tell you, all is well. I will wait until I will see the smile physically spreading. I have patience because I developed it a few weeks ago. You know, there is a part in thought that wants to say, no, 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 there is a problem. I'm sorry, I can't afford it. It's if I do it, I will admit that I'm really joyful or something, and then life will just jump over me. Smile also at this thought. Very good. Don't worry, after this practice, I will allow all of you to return to a serious phase, so it will not be a commitment. So, and then let this smile move from the face toward the entire body, like really spread. There can be nothing healthier than that. Smile is the greatest healer. Feel how the body really drinks it with thirst. Like, yes, 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 give me that smile. If you want to shake a bit your jaws to make them accustomed to this new and strange state, and now with this smile that is now slowly spreading in the body, look at anything that comes. thoughts, emotions, sensations, even pain in the body, and just greet it with a smile. Hello, stiff neck. Hello, anxious thought, like this. Really smile deeply at any contraction. Don't even hope that smiling at it will make. It's like, you know, it's like meeting a very angry person on the road. The fact that you're smiling at this guy doesn't necessarily mean that he will soften up, right? So and let the smile caress these thoughts, emotions, contractions. Now, who are you when you are able to smile like this at anything? What in you can smile at all and everything? Which part of yourself can smile like this? Follow through this smile all the way to its root, to its origin. And find your deeper self at the other end. So now let this there's a danger I might not take my own meditation seriously. So now let this inner smile be turned slowly into a laughter movement of the body. Laughter movement is just like when our body shakes and rocks. It begins with some soft smile, but then it's like and really, really enjoy this movement. feel how it is shaking everything. It's like the best shaking, best inner massage we could ever get. Even if at first this will be feel artificial. This laughter is always there. And if you're really stuck, just think of some ridiculous animal. There are such funny animals in nature doing very funny stuff. Like the face of a sloth, for example. Or small kittens fighting very seriously. Things are... So just... There is great humor in nature. And... Really let it increase. And while you're letting it happen, allow it to work in your body like a force that shakes off all of the dust. And let it work on... I hope my translator is not laughing too much. Let it work on contracted and painful areas of the body, like shaking the shoulders, the neck, the jaws, the belly. Now it might turn into tears from time to time. That is okay. Let it flow, because it's the tears are the release that the laughter allows. And realize that you always have this laughter waiting inside. You don't need to have a joke. If you can find it waiting inside, you are free. Come on, another round. You know, you don't need to keep some for a rainy day. I can assure you. There's enough of it. What in you can laugh like this? Surely not your thought, right? Surely right now your thought is looking at you and saying, what the hell is going on? this can't be right. Yeah. Okay, come on, get serious. Good. Very good. So feel. Okay. This inner smile and inner laughter we really share it, and it comes from the true self. It's not funny. So very good. You see, we can slowly and gently open our eyes.